First practice?
Yep.
So, man, how's it feel?
Feels good. You know, my eighth or ninth OTA feels the same as before. It's a one of those things. It's a learning deal. It's got a lot of young guys putting a new system in, and we're going slow. It's cool. We out here now. Basically, kind of like our underwear, just running around. So it's not a physical type deal.
You say putting in a new system, that's for them. You're talking about it's the same system you had last year?
Same system. It's still fairly new to us, being we just had it for 1 year. So with this Bob Sutton scheme, you never know what he has up his sleeve. And he's bringing blitzes all the time. So it's pretty fun.
Third year in a row now you've had somebody different next to you. Does that matter?
No, not at all. This league is about change all the time, and I've been here going to my 10th year, and I've probably had 10 Mike backers next to me. So it's one of those things where the organization always gets a reliable Mike backer, and Joe Mays is another guy that's very smart, been in the league. He's a big thumper, and we're working good together right now.
Pro Football Focus rated Dontari Poe as the 30th best player in the NFL. Explain what he's supposed to do and why he's as good as he is.
Dontari Poe is a lifesaver for inside backers like myself. He's heck to deal with in the middle. Every time he's one-on-one, he wins. He plays the whole game. Nobody in the league does that at 350 pounds. My hat's off to him. He's a centerpiece to this defense, and all my success I've had the last 2 or 3 years, he's a big part of it.
Hey, DJ, you kind of came up here with flow. What's it like not having here today?
This is voluntary minicamp or voluntary OTA, so it's one of those things. You worry about the guys that's here. I'm a guy that's been through this. It's not a big deal.
It's part of spring ritual or whatever. You just know probably when the OTAs come around, some guys might not be here.
Well, you never surprise in this league. And we worry about the guys that's here, get better. And when the season comes, we'll have everybody intact.
When was the last time you talked to Brandon or Justin?
They're friends of mine, so we talk.
So you knew they weren't going to be here then?
I can't say that. I don't know anything about that. When it comes to business part, we're friends off the field. But when it comes to business part, I stay out of that just because nobody gets in mind.
For a veteran like yourself, do you consider this time crucial?
Whenever you get a chance to get out on the field, for myself, it's crucial. And the older I get, coming in with the guys, being around the guys, being around the young guys, getting them acclimated to our system, it's been working good for me.
How long does it take the veterans to get back into the swing of things?
Not long, especially the older guys like myself. This week, a couple of days, give me a couple of days, and I'll be right.
Have you dropped some weight?
A little bit. Each year I try to drop 2 or 3 pounds, so I'm about 235 now, so I'm getting it down. When I first got in the league, I was 250 pounds, so I can't move with that weight on anymore.
Is that kind of make up for the ticks on the clock?
You know what? I don't want to give away the secret, but I'm still moving fast, so let's just keep dropping weight every year.